Southerners and people who don't believe in gaping at car wrecks have been critical of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, the TLC TV show about the baby beauty pageant contestant that pretty much mocks poor white Southern life. But as Joanna Weiss writes in the Boston Globe, Honey Boo Boo pokes fun at working-class Southerners the way Keeping Up with the Kardashians pokes fun at overly privileged Angelenos, gently and with their full consent. In other words, maybe the discomfort is our problem, not theirs. Well, the Oxygen Channel is developing a new reality show, and at least one early critic says it definitely is our problem. It's called All My Baby's Mamas. It stars Carlos Walker, rapper Shotty Low, and his 11 children by 10 different women. Here's a clip.
My name is Ikria. They say I'm the first lady. I'm the baby mama with the most power because I control Shotty's finances. Then we have Angela, a.k.a. Chocolate, and she's the fighter baby mama.
Kick her motherfucking ass, I tell you.
Amanda, she's a jealous baby mama.
Yeah, whatever, that's your daddy, but I'm your mama. You better listen.
Now, Shawan, she the wannabe bougie baby mama.
I just don't like the term baby mama because I think it's degrading.
Well, author Sabrina Lamb thinks the whole show is degrading. She's CEO of worldofmoney.org. That's a New York nonprofit that tries to educate kids about money. She started an online petition to stop the Oxygen show All My Baby's Mamas. It has more than 26,000 signatures, and she joins us from the NPR studios in New York with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Boy, there's a 13-minute promotional video of this program. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. What did you think when you first saw it?
I was horrified. It was as if someone had slapped me across the face. This circus, I won't call it a program, this minstrel was stereotypical, misogynistic, pornographic, demonic on every single level that my blood curdled to the point that I did a circular turn in my office and had to do something.
And that something was start this petition.
Correct.
And specifically why? You're African-American. Specifically, what is it?
It's the fact that their target audience, as they say very openly, are young women. And so they want to show these girls or teach these girls through this menstrual that, number one, they don't own their own bodies, that it's okay to have unprotected sex, that it is okay to and encouraged to engage in juvenile power struggles with other women. It's okay to have children out of wedlock and then beg the male in the situation who's supposed to be the father, you know, for emotional, financial, sexual reward. And to do this in front of your children. And that's the tipping point here. Adults, Robin, have choices to engage in whatever behavior they want. Children don't. They don't deserve that.
Well, and some have said the same thing about Honey Boo Boo, that she doesn't really have a choice, that it's her mother who's manipulating her. Some say even filling her up on junk food and go-go juice, that's Mountain Dew and Red Bull, to get her going. This is a very specific resonance, the rapper show, for the African-American community because there's a feeling that this is reinforcing stereotypes about poor young black women.
Absolutely. I have also received emails from people who say, well, the truth hurts, doesn't it?
Really?
Oh, sure. And then there are thousands, of course, that say these are the stereotypes, the bigoted stereotypes regarding the sexuality of black women and the lie that black men are not great fathers. And the children, in the case of this rapper, have to experience the pain and the humiliation from that when they didn't have a choice. The senior VP of Oxygen said in her press release that we're going to give you over-the-top moments with these feisty baby mamas as they quarrel over who's going to get school supplies, who's going to, you know, get financial support for our young audience so they can tweet and gossip about the pain and the humiliation of these children. But I would even say the title of this is a slur. All My Baby's Mamas? It's a slur, no matter who says it.
The phrase baby mama being the
Absolutely.
Word used for someone who's just almost like a vehicle to produce your children.
Exactly. And the promotional materials that this network uses and their photos and so forth have the children sitting on the lawn and so forth. These children have been born into a circus. And I believe that all of them, and what I'm hearing from children, I'm hearing from young people who are saying, thank you for saying something. We're waiting for the adults in the room to do something and to say something.
Well, again, some of the things you listed in your open letter to the Oxygen Network that you feel this show would do. It would send the message that making many babies with 10 women represents manhood. Women should compete with each other for a man. And that black mothers are sexually promiscuous gold diggers. Some of the things you say this show would reinforce. We asked Oxygen Media, which is owned by NBC, for a representative to come on the show. Instead, they sent us a statement. They say, Oxygen's one-hour special in development is not meant to be a stereotypical representation of everyday life for any one demographic or cross-section of society. It is a look at one unique family and their complicated, intertwined life. Oxygen Media's diverse team of creative executives will continue developing the show with this point of view. If they even change it somehow, have almost a tone of almost a documentary tone to it. I'm trying to think what they might do. Would that be acceptable to you?
No. I could accept a documentary format, but not for Oxygen Media. They want their young female audience to tweet and gossip about the exploits of these feisty babies' mamas.
Which is what,
by the way, funny about that.
And this is what, by the way, many young viewers of the Oxygen Network already do. They sit around and tweet about shows like Bad Girls.
Correct. And on their own social media page, when they're promoting this Bad Girls enterprise that they have, and they had a photo of a pool, and the caption read, "This pool is too small for seven, the B word. Get ready to be peach slapped."
Well, you mentioned some of the response that you're getting from people who have said to you, "The truth hurt." What do you say to someone who might say a little more eloquently, 72% of children are raised by single parents in the African American community? Could this be, I think I already know the answer, but could this be a cautionary tale?
If it's a documentary that the Oxygen Network had not intended to use as gossip and tweeting fodder, and was, resources and condoms and therapy were provided for the adults who were going to sell their souls to participate, perhaps. But that wasn't the intent. And so there's no tweaking here, because we're clear that they were willing to embarrass their children. And even in the pilot that I saw, Robin, the children were begging and starving for attention. He doesn't pay enough attention to me. He pays more attention to her. How come she gets to go to private school? That sort of thing. And he's trying to remember their children's names. No child should have to experience that. And so I'm saying that it is wrong. When you have over 20,000 families, who have a stance or a position on this, the Oxygen Media Network has a duty to respond to them. They are consumers, and they're active consumers.
Sabrina Lamb, we've been talking to her today about the online petition she started to try and stop a new Oxygen Channel show. It's called All My Baby's Mamas. 10 women who had 11 children by one rapper and are now fighting over him. Sabrina, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, we found one person who disagrees with Sabrina. A writer on the blog, Very Smart Brothers, says he was prepared to hate the show as well. Then he saw the 13-minute preview, and now he says at least it features parenting and kids who seem to love their dad. So what say you? You can leave a comment at hereandnow.org. And by the way, we began the program today with a flu report. There's a debate raging at facebook.com/hereandnowradio about the flu shot. You can jump in there as well. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.